to a good time. A real brother will never keep you waiting. Ready to drink? Crafted to perfection.
The National Pension Scheme Authority turned 25. A celebration of Social Security and big wins. Join the fun by simply updating your NAPSA details and stand a chance to win a fully serviced plot. For more information, visit www.napsa.co.zm or NAPSA Facebook page at Your NAPSA. Be smart. Secure your future.
Hello, I'm Joyce Meyer, and I want to personally invite you to join me on this station for Enjoying Everyday Life. You know, life's journey is challenging for all of us. And on my program, I'm going to share with you practical truths from God's Word that are going to help you live the life that God intends for you to have. Let me encourage you that Jesus came so that you can know peace and truly enjoy your everyday life.
Enjoying Everyday Life, every day from 5 a.m. to 5:30 a.m. on Radio Christian Voice.
President Hichilema says increased two-way truck traffic to boost Kazangola Bridge trade success. Nupay's calls for transparency in teacher recruitment. And U.S. ends life-saving aid to seven African nations. Good evening. With the main news, I am Christabel Kamano. President Hakainde Hichilema has called for increased traffic flow across the Kazangola Bridge, saying the long-term success of the infrastructure depends on attracting more trucks carrying goods in both directions. President Hichilema says the ambition of the new authority is to ensure the bridge thrives by increasing the volume of commercial traffic and facilitating the movement of manufactured goods from both ends. Speaking during the official launch of the Kazangola Bridge Authority in Kasane today, President Hichilema said the ambition of the bridge is to get more trucks passing through the bridge for it to thrive. He emphasized that trade through the bridge must be balanced, noting that trucks should not travel in one direction, loaded and return empty. No trucks should go north from south loaded and come back empty. Trucks must return with loads from both ends and further to maximize trade opportunities for countries in the region, said President Hichilema. President Hichilema said there is also an urgent need to fully utilize the bridge as a strategic regional asset by attracting more traffic and enhancing cross-border trade effectively. He added that the authority's establishment marks a critical step in strengthening coordination and improving operations at the crossing point. And President of Botswana, Gideon Boko, said the establishment of the authority will pave the way for dynamic collaboration between the people of both countries, serving as a model for others to emulate and inspire further cooperation across the continent. Acting Minister of Health Cornelius Muetwa says government through the Ministry of Health and the Zambia National Public Health Institute has implemented measures to contain the outbreak of poliovirus type 2 in the country. The Ministry of Health recently confirmed the isolation of poliovirus type 2 from an environmental sample collected in Lusaka through its environmental surveillance system. Speaking when he presented a ministerial statement in the National Assembly today on public health matters, Mr. Muetwa disclosed that a polio incident management system has since been constituted to coordinate the national response. He added that a risk assessment and detailed field investigations are underway to determine the extent of possible community transmission. Acute flaccid paralysis surveillance and environmental wastewater surveillance have been instituted across high-risk provinces to detect any further spread, said Mr. Mwetwa. The acting minister assured the nation that while no clinical cases have been confirmed so far, the detection of the virus through environmental wastewater surveillance indicates that it is circulating within communities. He further stated that the Ministry of Health will work in collaboration with the World Health Organization to conduct vaccination campaigns using the novel oral polio vaccine targeting all children under the age of 5.
The Ministry of Health has officially declared a new outbreak of circulating vaccine-derived poliovirus in Zambia as required under the international health regulations. 2. Incident management. A poliovirus type 2 incident management system has been constituted to coordinate the national response. 3. Field investigation. A risk assessment and detailed field investigation is underway to ascertain potential community transmission.
The National Union for the Public and Private Educators of Zambia NUPES has welcomed plans to recruit 5,500 teachers in 2026, while urging authorities to ensure transparency and stakeholder engagement throughout the process. Yesterday, the Teaching Service Commission announced plans to recruit 5,500 teachers this year, pending final approvals from the Treasury and Cabinet. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, NUPES Executive President Victor Muyomba said the proposed recruitment will significantly help to improve the teacher-pupil ratio across the country. As the Teaching Service Commission embarks on this recruitment process, there is need to ensure that all key stakeholders are involved to promote transparency and accountability, said Mr. Muyomba. He further stressed the importance of prioritizing graduates who completed their training earlier and have been waiting longer for employment. Mr. Muyomba emphasized that the selection of candidates must be based strictly on merit to guarantee fairness and credibility in the recruitment process.
So it should be first in, first out.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike where we keep someone who finished, who graduated 7 years ago at home and pick one who graduated last year. There won't be justification for that. And we cannot talk about being overwhelmed even when we are supposed to be systematic in our operation. We need to ensure people are employed on merit and on the fair, just grounds.
A baby who was reported stolen at Kafua General Hospital in Kafua District has been found and reunited with the mother. Deputy Police Public Relations Officer Chipoka Kaitisha says the infant went missing on February 21, 2026, prompting the Zambia Police Service to constitute a dedicated team of investigators to thoroughly probe the matter. Ms. Kaitisha said that the Kafua Police Station through Shikosa Police Post received a report around 5:40 hours on Tuesday, February 24, 2026 from Ms. Faide Spiri of Shikosa Township, who had discovered an abandoned male infant. Ms. Spiri, a maid, had been on her way to work around 5 hours when she heard a baby crying from a grassy area. Upon checking, she found the infant lying and immediately alerted a passerby who advised her to report the matter to the police, said Ms. Kaitisha in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. She said that police officers responded swiftly, secured the child, and transported him to Kafua General Hospital for medical attention, adding that the infant has since been confirmed to be the son baby reported stolen and has been reunited with the mother. Ms. Kaitisha said that circumstances surrounding the incident are still ongoing. In African news, the Trump administration is canceling humanitarian aid programs it previously identified as life-saving, according to an internal State Department email obtained by The Atlantic. The new round of cuts will reportedly end all U.S. humanitarian funding in seven African countries: Burkina Faso, Cameroon, Malawi, Mali, Niger, Somalia and Zimbabwe in what officials describe as a responsible exit. Nine other nations, including Ethiopia, Sudan and the Democratic Republic of Congo, are facing redirected funding under a reworked arrangement with the United Nations. Unlike earlier cuts to Afghanistan and Yemen, which the administration justified